Broncos, baby.
We on Broncos TV, live. You can come to us, denverbroncos.com. That's where you can find us.
TJWar43.com.
How was the practice today?
It was light, a little lighter than yesterday.
What do you have planned fun for the offseason?
Offseason. Hey, I'm planning on working. I'm no fun because the way we ended the season this year, I feel it was underachieving. So I'm coming working, and I'm working all offseason to try to get that Super Bowl next year.
Back to you. We're done with TJ Ward. We got Von Miller right here. Von, how was practice today?
It was good. You know, we came out here. It was very competitive. You know, from what I've been hearing about the other practice, you know, it's not as organized as our practice, not as competitive. So I'm feeling good on Friday going into the game.
What do you have planned this offseason?
Just grinding, you know, working out with my oldest son, you know, getting him back right. We're going out to L.A., you know, working out with my guys and just getting in.
Back to you. Done with Von Miller. Let's go find DeMarcus Ware. What's up, man? DeMarcus Ware, I need you.
Yes, what are you doing, sir?
So right now we have DeMarcus Ware, number 94. He's been to, I can't even count how many Pro Bowls he's had, but I'm just trying to catch him. But how was practice today?
Actually, practice was awesome. It started about, you know, 35 degrees and ended about a, you know, 60 degree, weltering, heated practice. And it was really laid back. I didn't even bust a sweat.
Didn't bust a sweat today, man?
Not at all.
Why is it so cold in Phoenix, Arizona? We thought it was going to be hot, but why is it so cold?
That is a great question. I think the Denver Broncos came to Arizona and they brought that nice snow. The snow and that good, you know, brisk weather. And, I mean, this is what Arizona needed right now.
So what do you have planned for the offseason, man?
Planning for the offseason, hang out with the kids, relax a little bit, and, you know, vacation and get ready for next year.
We're done with DeMarcus Ware. He got unlimited Pro Bowls. I'm just trying to catch him, but back to Broncos TV. We're here with CJ Anderson. How's your first Pro Bowl experience? You know, it's my first Pro Bowl experience, his first Pro Bowl experience. But I want to know, how's your experience
been? It's been fun, man. I've been picking brains and, you know, seeing people who I've been watching growing up play since I was a little kid. And, you know, just to see them and pick their brain, I mean, I think that's awesome. Yeah.
So you having fun, though? So you say
I'm always having fun. Okay. Are you having fun?
All right, I'm having a blast, man. You see, I'm over here on the interview trying to get some knowledge from y'all, man, some information from y'all.
Rumor is, though, people say you're going too hard on the offensive side of the ball. I don't know what I'm saying. You're not taking your Pro Bowl rules correctly. What's going on with that?
I only have one switch, and I can't play soft or light, so I'm out here going hard. Emmanuel Sanders, who, terrific receiver, had a breakout year. I think he had 1,400 yards. I can't remember how many touchdowns.
400 yards?
1,400, I don't know how many.
Yeah, that's right, 1,400.
See, I was right there on him. See, I don't even know his stats, but look, I'm right there on him. I think he had 10 touchdowns. I can't remember.
Nine
touchdowns. Maybe he'll get 10.
Hey, I'll take it. I'll take 10.
But how's your first Pro Bowl experience going?
I mean, it's good. He's just playing against, you know, 2-5 out here, man. He out here going full speed, of course. Trying to jam me up at the line. Can you believe it or not? And I feel like I'm at the Broncos facility because he won't let me beat him. For some reason, I'm just walking through. So the tempo is definitely high, but I'm having a good time. Obviously, we out here having fun.
See, we're over here with Team Irvin, the winning team.
Cleanest jerseys, by the way.
Shout out to Talib and Clady.
And his jeweler.
But my boy E said he got 100 for Talib.
Oh.
And we're going to definitely get the win. Back to Broncos TV.